Adapting to change is more important than ever. That's why over 45% of the Fortune 500 rely on Workday, the enterprise cloud that prepares you for what's next. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. This is not your father's car market. Demand is high and so are prices for both new and used vehicles.
So in this current environment, you won't find the same types of deals that you might have found in the past.
But you don't have to pay through the nose if you know how to shop wisely. Our reporter, Allison Poley, has been running the numbers and asking around. Coming up, she'll be here with the smartest strategies for buying a car right now. That's after the break.
In today's changing world, fast decisions need to be smart decisions. That's why Workday delivers quick insights to help your finance team plan for what's next. Workday, the finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
They say there's nothing quite like that new car smell, if you can find a new car. With prices well above what's on the sticker and inventory stuck in neutral, this is definitely not a buyer's market. But a smart shopper can have an easier time maneuvering around those challenges and find something to drive home. Our reporter Allison Poley is here with some tips she's gathered for prospective car buyers. Allison, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, you know, Allison, buying a car can be a big moment for individuals or families. But for people going into the current market to make a purchase, how do they need to sort of set their expectations?
I spoke to an expert who said everything you thought you knew about car buying from last year or whenever you last were in the market has changed. When people walk onto a car dealership, they'll see lower inventories and higher prices. That's because some of the components for cars, most notably the chips, are in a shortage at the moment. That means manufacturers can't produce as many new cars, and that's driven consumers to the secondhand market where they're looking for used cars. Prices have increased for both new and used cars. Last month, for example, the average transaction price for a new car was about $40,000, which is an increase of 14% from a year ago. And that's according to the research firm J.D. Power. Now, for used cars, the average price was about $28,000, which is up 24% from June 2020. So in this current environment, you won't find the same types of deals that you might have found in the past.
And for car shoppers, this means having to be flexible and doing some research, you know, more than just doing simple comparison shopping. Now, you spoke to some people in the market for a car. How are they going about it?
I spoke to one consumer who lives in Huntsville, Alabama, and he was searching for a pickup truck. This is someone who had never bought a new vehicle before. So he went out looking for used vehicles and found that his selection was pretty limited. A lot of the vehicles that were available were expensive and had many miles on them. So he called around to seven dealerships in his area and ended up ordering a truck directly from the dealer. And he was able to pay less than $50,000 for that purchase, whereas some of the used trucks that he was looking for cost $80,000. I also spoke to a consumer in Orlando, Florida, and she has her heart set on a very specific type of vehicle. She is looking for a Honda Civic Hatchback EX in white. And she has looked at used Civic models, but they're similar in price to the vehicle that she's looking for and also have thousands of miles on them. Her problem is that she's called around to multiple dealers and has not yet been able to get anyone to negotiate on the price. And she said that is because it's the dealer's market at this point. So she's been watching YouTube videos for tips and has also hired an auto consultant to help her as she looks at all of her options.
So are buyers going to have to be flexible when it comes to what they're looking for, either in terms of the age of the car or the size of the vehicle?
Yeah, a lot of people do want those larger cars, but if you only need to use it once or twice a year, you might consider a sedan instead. They tend to have higher availability in the dealerships, and they can come in at a lower price point. Some consumers who can't find new models are looking at used models with lower mileage. So if you're willing to buy an older used car, you might be able to get a better deal because then you won't be competing with the buyers who are going to pay top dollar for those newer low mileage cars.
So car buyers definitely have their work cut out for them. So what about discounts? Are there some opportunities that people often overlook?
So even though incentives for car shoppers are at their lowest in quite a while, there are still discounts that are often available. So there are discounts available for recent college graduates, as well as members of the military. There are also friends and family discounts for certain manufacturers, depending on your employer. You might also try looking at a club membership, such as to Costco, to find discounts there. And outside of that, you might also try searching for a vehicle outside of your geographic area. So experts told me that certain states, such as Florida and Texas, currently have low inventory. But if you're willing to look elsewhere, such as in New York or Washington, D.C., you might find more availability.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some homework needed on the part of car buyers. What kinds of resources are out there that people should be aware of?
There are so many resources out there which can be really helpful to consumers. So there are websites such as Edmunds, Car Gurus, and Kelley Blue Book. And these allow you to research makes and models, as well as reviews and prices. So you can look at cars that are listed at dealerships, new and used, to see what types of deals are out there and get an idea of price before you head into the dealership.
Now, how about trading in your existing car? What should car buyers know about that?
Even if you have an old car, you should not assume that it isn't worth anything. So the average transaction price for vehicles sold at dealerships that had between 100,000 and about 110,000 miles was more than $16,000 in June of this year, which is a 31% increase compared to last year. So you might be getting more for that old car that you didn't think much about, and you can use those earnings to offset the cost of your new purchase.
And you know, Allison, maybe actually buying a car isn't the best move financially in this market. What have experts you've spoken to said about the idea of leasing?
One expert I spoke to said, if you find yourself compromising on the color or even the brand of car, you might consider leasing for a short amount of time until the market improves. And he said, if you can't get what you really want, you might as well borrow what you kind of want. At the same time, you need to be cognizant of what type of lease you're signing. At this point, 10,000 mile per year leases are the most common, and those might not be sufficient for some people. So you need to make sure that the mileage will work for your lifestyle.
All right, that's WSJ reporter Allison Poley. Allison, it's been great having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.